the first COVID vaccinations of 12 to 15-year-olds could be underway as early as next week, after the Cabinet decided this morning to extend the programme in line with a recommendation from the National Immunisation Advisory Committee. Parental consent will be required, and under-16s will have to be accompanied to their vaccination by an adult. We'll hear more about this in a few minutes from Minister Simon Coveney. But first, COVID restrictions were to the forefront when brides, grooms and representatives of the wedding industry handed in a submission to Leinster House today, urging that the cap for wedding guests be lifted from 50 to 100. Our reporter Gail Conway spoke to couples affected and a father of a bride who travelled from Kerry to support the couples.
So my wedding is in a week and a half. It's been incredibly challenging. We were supposed to get married last June, so we've postponed four times. And I think all we're really looking for today is some consistency in the application of the rules that are already being applied, both to hotels and to indoor dining.
Yeah, I'm the same. Mine's in 3 weeks' time. We've had to postpone four times. Half my guests are coming from the UK. So it's just been really, really stressful. And we just love some clarity, just one thing to go right for us in the last kind of year and a half.
The wedding day, it's supposed to be one of the best days of your life, and the planning, organising, being able to do it with your friends, has it been ruined free, or do you think it can be salvaged if you get clarity?
I think it'll be salvaged, but I think it's been incredibly challenging. You know, people talk about all the fun you have with your family and your friends in the run up to your wedding, and we've had very little of that. Anytime you get a bit of momentum and things start to look like they're a bit of fun, it all goes wrong and something gets taken away. So I'm personally looking forward to hopefully 10 days of a bit of fun now to look forward to, and I think the wedding day will be brilliant regardless.
Yeah, I can't say that it's been very enjoyable over the last couple of months. We haven't had the same run-up that other people have had. I remember my sister's weddings, and they've had months of, you know, happiness the weeks before, and I can't really enjoy it because I'm still uncertain of what's happening.
Paddy Herlihy from Castle Island in County Kerry. Reason I'm in Dublin, I suppose I'm on holidays, and I've coincided it to lend my support to the brides all over the country who are devastated with the way they have been treated over the past few months, in the sense that no definite statements made about the numbers, and when we had a definite statement that it was going to move to 100 from the 5th of August, Leo Varadkar comes out last week and throws the whole thing into disarray by saying to bank on 50. I'm absolutely delighted to see the brides from all over the country gathering here today. I have a daughter myself who's getting married on the 16th of September. We had 100 invited based on what we were told. My daughter is marrying an English guy, a chap, lovely guy, with four Irish grandparents, might I add. And we are going to have to maybe have something in England if they can't come over.
I'm Anna Clean, and I'm from Dublin.
And Dave Heron from Dublin as well.
We're actually kind of one of the lucky ones. This is our first date, the 21st of August, so you know, we've been planning with COVID in mind, but we thought we were started planning back in October, we would have had a pretty certain idea of numbers, you know, 3 weeks before the wedding. So it's been tough. Like, we've been planning, then we kind of held back, didn't want to, you know, plan too much, thinking things might not go ahead, and then got excited again. And now we're kind of back to wondering what will be on the day. So it's been up and down.
Some would-be brides and a father there at Leinster House this morning.